Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top news from around the world. The Indian equity market demonstrated resilience in a highly volatile session, though ultimately closing marginally lower yesterday. Now, after showing a sharp decline in the last five sessions, the Nifty witnessed high volatility and a smart upside recovery. The index extended its downward trend for the sixth straight session, but the day's trading pattern revealed significant underlying strength. Nifty held above 23,000, supported mainly by financial stocks. The market closed in the red but sharply off lows. The mid and small cap segments demonstrated similar resilience. Despite early turbulence, both indices recovered substantially from their intraday lows. The mid-cap index bounced back 2.8%, while the small-cap surged 3.5%. Among individual stocks, Reliance Industries emerged as the primary drag on the index, declining 1.5%, while Mahindra & Mahindra experienced the steepest fall of 3.2%. Insurance stocks surged as the IT bill retained the existing corporate tax rate. Metal, PSU banks and financial services showed strength sector-wise, while the realty, oil and gas and auto sectors faced selling pressure. Meanwhile, persistent selling by FIIs coupled with mixed earnings continues to weigh on the market sentiment, while uncertain global cues added to the pressure. Now, this morning, the GIFT Nifty was flat, indicating a muted start for the Indian market. The stocks to track include Kotak Mahindra Bank, as the Reserve Bank of India has announced the removal of supervisory restrictions imposed on the lender, allowing it to resume its business operations that were previously curtailed. Also, ICICI Bank says that JV partner Prudential PLC is evaluating potential listing of ICICI Prudential Asset Management. ICICI Bank is to retain the majority stake in ICICI Prudential AMC. Now, Reliance has set up an arm, REC Sustainable Energy Solutions, in Singapore to set up a global capacity center for consolidating research and development activities. Bharat Forge has signed an MOU with Veda Aeronautics to develop unmanned aerial vehicles and other high-speed aerial weapon systems used in the battlefield. Lastly, Tata Power arm, Tata Power Renewable, has signed an MOU with ONGC to explore joint opportunities in Battle Energy Storage System, that is BESS, and its value chain. Now, looking at global cues, Asian equities rose as US and Russia talks spurred expectations for an end to the war in Ukraine. Risk sentiment was also stoked by improving prospects for Chinese markets. A gorge of equities in the region rose for a second day, with both Japanese and Hong Kong stocks advancing. Markets in Asia looked past the higher-than-expected U.S. inflation figures, which eroded bets on rate cuts, with traders focusing on U.S. President Donald Trump's Ukraine peace talks with Russia. The CPI data had spurred a Treasury's rout on Wednesday. Now, the reversal in risk appetite came after the Asian regional gorge underperformed its global peers so far this year, as Trump's tariff threats, a stronger dollar and China's lack of domestic policy stimulus weighed on the market. Chinese markets, though, have been lifted in recent weeks by an artificial intelligence breakthrough and signs of state support for the property sector. The S&P 500 was down 0.3%, pairing most of a 1.1% slide following the inflation data. Tesla led gains in mega caps and Meta platforms rose for an 18th straight session. On the commodities end, oil extended declines after US-Russia talks. An index of dollar strength was little change. The yen was marginally stronger after slumping more than 1% on Wednesday. Treasuries were little changed, while Australia and New Zealand bonds tracked Wednesday's sell-off. Gold held a rally from its previous session, inching back towards its record high achieved earlier this week. In other news, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Washington for a bilateral meeting with President Donald Trump. He also met U.S. Intel Chief Tulsi Gabbard. The meeting between the two leaders comes amid heightened tensions surrounding Trump's trade tariffs in several countries, his controversial Gaza peace plan, and his ongoing mass deportation of illegal immigrants. These issues are likely to feature prominently in their discussions as both leaders seek to strengthen bilateral ties. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.